Hey, this is Richard Deitch, the host of the Sports Media Podcast. If you're interested in what's happening with all the places where you consume sports, the Sports Media Podcast has you covered.
I've been turning down interviews all week. Hoda Kotb reached out, Oprah, George Stephanopoulos. So I said no. I was booked on the Deitch Podcast before the Taylor Swift phenomenon. I must live up to my responsibility.
Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
Johnny Football had a very interesting conversation with Shannon Sharp about his time in Cleveland, and there was one other athlete that really kind of helped him out, and it was LeBron James.
Whenever I was in Cleveland, you know, LeBron would text me every week to come over to the house and watch a game or play poker with the boys and just tried to be there. And I was so depressed for the first time in my life that even my biggest role model and inspiration in my life couldn't get me out of bed to come and hang out with him. You know, when I went to the Cavs games, I was in, I was out. I didn't really grasp and latch on to him in a way that I should have. And he tries to take me under his wing, right? And I'm just kind of nudging it away because of where my mental is and being just fully depressed in where I was in my life. Is that an excuse? Absolutely not. Because at the end of the day, the respect that I should have for them giving me everything should trump all else. The shame that I have for letting guys down like Cedric Oboye and like Jake Matthews and Mike Evans is the same shame that I carry with me to this day about letting down Joe Thomas as a guy who's in the end of his Hall of Fame career and is looking for somebody to come in and lead this team, and then you get me.
That's pretty powerful, right? And I know that there's a lot of us out there you know, that deal with demons, that deal with depression, that deal with issues. I can't tell you that I don't. I mean, there's times, you know, 2020 was a tough year for me. I lost my mother. I went down a dark path of thoughts. I didn't do anything, you know, egregiously dumb. I'm not that way, but I thought about things differently. And to hear Johnny Manziel, who I think we're starting to get, I think we're starting to get a better understanding of what Johnny Manziel is, who he was, and who he is now. You can still have your opinion of Johnny Manziel, right? You can still have, oh, he's a bag. He had it all. He pissed it away. Sure, that's fine. I watched the documentary. His friends were, you know, acting like they were fake agents. That's fine. Johnny Manziel is a quarterback who at the time when I watched that documentary was saying I was making the university millions upon millions of millions of dollars and I was seeing zero of it. And again, there's always going to be that divided argument of, yeah, you're a college athlete. You don't, you know, but again, when you're able to bring in revenue like that, that can change your mind when you think about numbers and you think about life. Because I think there's a lot of us that go through, we can start at high school, where you have these thoughts in your head that you don't really know how to express them due to home life, due to friend life, due to whatever it is. And then you get to college and you feel a little bit more freedom. You don't have, you know, the stresses that you had in high school. You have new stresses. You have new vices. You have maybe a new friend group or a, you know, a new love interest. And then once that's over, it's kind of just like, hey, you know, figure it out. Good luck, right? Like, I got an internship at 6'10", and after my internship was over, the guy that was the boss at the time said, you're probably wondering why I'm not offering you a job. And I said, well, one of two things. Either you can't afford it, or I'm not good enough. And he said, well, it's neither one. I don't have any positions available. And it was just the cold, hard truth. And that's when I kind of told myself, maybe this isn't going to be my career path. This was fun, but I didn't give up. And now here we are talking. But there are some people that handle it differently. And Johnny Manziel, as you hear this, it didn't go well, right? Like, he was blowing tons of money on cocaine to try to just feel as numb as possible. In the documentary, it said that he had purchased a gun and spent all his money in one night because he didn't plan on being up the next morning. And he was so depressed that an athlete and a superstar and an iconic figure of LeBron James, who was his childhood hero, is telling him via text message, direct line, come over to my house. Let's watch some football. Let's hang out. Let's have a good time. And there are two things that come from that. The two things that come from that are praise be to LeBron James, because LeBron James, probably one of the biggest, if not the biggest superstar in the world, went out of his way to help someone who a lot of people had the opinion of, ah, screw him. He's throwing his own life away. Who cares? I don't care what he's doing. But Johnny Manziel was really just hurting himself because maybe other people weren't being a big friend or a big brother. And for those of you that do big brothers and big sisters, praise be to you. Fantastic work for you people. It's amazing. I've known a few people that have done it. You are saints. Because you don't know how that affects people in the long run. Might be an 8-year-old girl or an 8-year-old boy, and by the time they're 30, they'll go back 22 years and be like, man, when I was 8, I had this buddy of mine that was in a group called Big Brothers and Big Sisters, changed my life perspective. And that's the way it goes. Go ahead.
I just wanted to say, I was in the Big Brothers Big Sisters program.
Good for you.
When I was young, at about 9, 10 years old. The guy's name is J.R. Alvarado. I still talk to him to this day. I'm 35 years
That's
old.
That's awesome.
And like, that program itself, like you were saying, praise be to you guys, because...
You don't have to do it.
Yeah, you don't have to. You know, you're not obligated to it. You have no financial obligation to take these kids out and provide a certain lifestyle and mentoring towards them. And you guys do it. So, you know, heck yeah.
No, I love it. And LeBron James, even more so, to bring that in. And that's the other part about that is that sometimes that's all it takes. And sometimes, you know, just by taking someone out of their norm who might not be showing it or telling it to you to be like, hey, here's the deal. Not everybody's going to tell you, yeah, I'm just really down right now. You know, I'm in a dark place. I don't know how to get out of it. And if you just say, hey, why don't we just go for a drive and let's just go do something to get you out of that funk? You're winning. Whether you get them out of it or not, you've at least attempted to try to do that. LeBron James did that. LeBron James, one of the biggest superstars ever to walk God's green earth, did this for Johnny Manziel. Johnny Manziel. And Johnny Manziel in such a dark place that he didn't even want to respond to LeBron. That'd be like if you were 20 years old right now going through it, and all of a sudden Patrick Mahomes is like, hey, why don't you come over and we'll watch some Royals baseball tonight? And you're so out of it that you're like, hey, thanks, Pat. You're calling him Pat, but I'm good. And he just keeps bugging you and bugging you and bugging you. And you see what this has done? Johnny Manziel is still alive. Johnny Manziel is able to talk about this story. And I find it very, very healthy and very strong and honest of Johnny Manziel to come out with this sort of stuff. Yes, a lot of you could say, oh, he's trying to write a book and make money. Oh, he's trying to get publicity. You know what he is? He's alive. He's not nose deep in some sugar trying to kill himself. So good for LeBron. Good for the good people out there in this world as we continue to keep this positivity rolling through a Friday night on After Hours. Coming up on the other side, the Chargers are just always going to be that team. And Greg Roman had something to say that I don't understand the logistics of it, because maybe you can help me out. Text line 913-586-7610. Our virginity stolen guy on a float trip is continuing to text in. I'll get you more information on what he said. I don't believe the name. Maybe you will. I'm Dusty Likens. That's James. This is 610 Sports Radio. You're listening to After Hours.
History That Doesn't Suck is a legit, hard-hitting American history podcast told through entertaining stories. History That Doesn't Suck, an Odyssey podcast, available wherever you get your podcasts.